This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The Cincinnati chapter of the NAACP has a new president. Bob Richardson Sr. was the only name on the ballot in last week's election, which had been postponed for more than a year because of legal disputes. The chapter has been largely inactive and criticized by its members for not taking more of a role in local issues. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson recently spoke with Bob Richardson about the future of the Cincinnati NAACP.
Mr. Richardson, thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Obviously, the NAACP here in Cincinnati has gone through a very difficult period, where it was almost invisible in the community. Now you are the duly elected president. There's a new executive committee. There are new officers. Tell me what you need to do or plan to do to sort of rebuild NAACP into the organization that you want it to be.
Well, as you said, we are elected yet. We haven't been sworn in yet, so we're not official yet. Mm-hmm. And as you stated, an issue we had that was one of the driving forces for us to run was the fact that the Cincinnati branch NAACP had been just, for the past 6-7 years, just as far as civil rights and issues go, silent. And we wanted to change that. And that was our platform that we ran on. And the voters that voted overwhelmingly elected us. So now that we got what we asked for, mm-hmm. we're, the branch, in addition to the fact that for the past years had been on other issues, for the past year it's been practically just shut all the way down because of the lawsuit filed by the mm-hmm. previous president. So we're at a point now where when we become official and the national turns the local over to us, which they have control of, we have to just almost start from scratch to rebuild logistics and the office and the computers and records and reconcile. So we have to, that's the first focus that we're required to do that before we can get started.
Right.
And then once we do that, an area we want to focus on is renewing the brand and respect for the organization, which I think some people have kind of just walked away and didn't want to deal with it. And we have several issues we want to focus on. One is communication. We want to work on getting our message out, communicate more with our members, getting the voice of the African-American community, especially since we've recently experienced the situation with the buzz, switching from talk to
yes.
that. So we want to work on that, and we also want to focus on developing and working with youth and bringing them into the process more. We have a youth council. The structure of the organization is such that you could have an adult branch, youth council, and college chapters. And the college chapter, we haven't had much going with it lately. We do have an active youth council, but it's not receiving the support it should have, in my opinion, from the adult branch. And we want to change that and bring more young people in, both into the youth council and bring younger people into the leadership of the local branch.
Tell me a little bit about, I've known about your background, obviously, in organized labor, but tell me about, a lot of people probably don't know you. Who is Robert Richardson Sr.? Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, my employment, my job, I've been employed by Labor's Local 265, mm-hmm. in the labor's union, and I moved up the ranks and presently serve on the general executive board of a national union. And I also am regional manager over the Ohio Valley and Southern States region, which covers 9 states. That's what I do for to earn money. But I always have been concerned about civil rights. I'm originally from the South.
Where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up my early years in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I came to Cincinnati in ninth grade. But I had a view of civil rights, what it looked like in the 50s in the South.
Yes.
And in the 60s. And my parents and grandparents, they were very strong on fighting for your rights, for one. And I became involved in the Cincinnati NAACP about 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've served on the executive committee under five presidents. And so I've been involved, but not in a leadership position in the Cincinnati NAACP. I also served as president of the A. Philip Randolph Institute for 18 years. Not many people know who he is, but he was a great civil rights leader.
Yeah, the head of the Pullman Porters.
He organized the March on Washington, which is, he orchestrated it and set it up. But he was a very strong, determined black labor leader. He was our first leader. And I headed that organization for, I think, 18 years or so, among other things.
Obviously, in this city, there have been issues recently, with the shooting of Samuel DuBose by a white police officer that stirred a lot of passion. And Black Lives Matter has been there to speak out. Do you see the NAACP playing a role in monitoring these situations and having a voice as far as police community relations and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we would be involved in that. But as we take an office, we're taking the approach that we're not going and just looking for problems, and we're going to address things as they come up, and as we're going to decide as an organization what we're going to advocate for and be involved in. But had we been in charge back then, we would have been more active as NAACP around that issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, now that you are going to have this position, it sort of makes you the face of the local NAACP, but the executive committee also is very powerful organization within the NAACP, is it not?
Yes. That's one of our, bullet points in our program is to help people understand the organization more.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're governed by a constitution and bylaws that governs the national, the region, the state, and the local. And within our constitution, the president, as you said, is looked at as the face and the representative of the organization. And what I want to make sure is while I'm here is that it won't be me speaking what I think. It might sound like that, but Joe Mallory has been with me from when we decided to do this.
He's going to be your first vice president.
First vice president. And, so he and I was talking to him on the way over here, we started this back when nobody else would. He and I and Dr. Hinton. Mm-hmm. And so he and I collaborate constantly, but I want to have an engaged executive committee and the ones that has the last say-so is the membership. They vote on. They're supposed to vote on major things that we do. And what I want to do is have an active, engaged membership, and the same thing for the executive committee, so that everybody that's a member of the organization, we will find something for them to do, and we want them to feel like it's their organization, and things are not going to go all the way my way, their way, or anybody else's all the time. But
so that everybody feels part of it.
Yes, that's the way we're planning on operating.
NAACP nationally and locally as well over the decades, over many, many years. I mean, this organization goes back to 1909. has fought in the courts for civil rights, for equal rights for people, and then it's had the more public voice. Do you see it as a combination of the two?
I'm trying to understand your question now.
Well, is the NAACP still on the national level a force in terms of trying to change the laws or influence the courts to preserve civil rights for everyone?
Yes, it is, and you know it's had its ups and downs, and you know I think it's on the rise again. And but that's their function and role, and the way it's structured, you know, you got the national, state, and local. The national would focus on national issues, and well, they focus on everything. But as a local branch, what our focus is going to be on is Cincinnati and our area that our branch covers geographically. And the our philosophy is that's something that we can impact, that we have some say-so on. And so whatever happens in the national or state, you know, we may have an opinion or we support or whatever, but our focus is going to be on Cincinnati.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have to do much in terms of building up the membership? Or are there people going to be leaving the organization because they're not happy with the result of?
I know we'll have to build and rebuild the membership, but I don't have any facts and figures because I haven't had access to the records. And that fact, that was another issue that I was concerned about. We didn't have any transparency within the organization where we couldn't get information about membership, the finances, all that was secret. So I don't know. I'm sure the membership has dropped because during this past year, you know, everywhere I go, people ask me, well, when are we going to have an election? And then we got closer, people say, I don't even know if I want to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, all this is going on, all this seems to be dysfunctioning. So, but quite a few of them stuck with us. And I feel that we'll get a lot back, and it's our intention to not only get those back, but at least double the size of what it was at one time.
Yeah, so that's going to be one of your priorities in.
Because we're not, if it's just a few people, we're just a brand, and we want and will be more than just a brand and some letters. We want to have an impact and make a difference, and we will.
Yeah, you want it to be a force within the community.
And it will. We will be.
Yeah. Obviously, next summer in July, the national organization, NAACP, is coming here once again to hold their national convention. That brings about, 10,000 people to Cincinnati?
At least. It'll
from
be
all
more
over
than
the country?
Yeah. It'll be more than that when you add the families and the support. And,
right.
Yes. They're coming back to Cincinnati. They were here in 08.
Yeah.
And I've been involved for a long time, and I'm making an effort, if I can, to attend the national conventions. And I went to the convention in the following year, and everybody that I talked to said that this was the best convention that they'd ever had was in Cincinnati. And since a lot of the people are not wealthy and they drive. So Cincinnati is close to so many cities too where people can drive, you know, if you look around. And,
sure.
And so we had a large crowd. They loved the layout of the city, how they could walk from the hotel to the convention center without a long march. And, you know, they were welcomed. So they wanted to come back, and we're glad they're back.
Well, they may not all be wealthy, but they do. It does a lot for the local economy in terms of money that's spent. It's a good
thing.
That's
one thing we'll do. We'll spend our money.
And that's good for the good for the whole community. Yeah. It also, in 2008, drew the two presidential candidates, Barack Obama and John McCain at the time. This is going to be in July. I'm not sure of the timing. in terms of the conventions for the political parties. But, you know, obviously we have a presidential year. You would expect to see presidential candidates here in Cincinnati for this convention, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. But the national is in total control of that agenda. But I would expect, even if it's not determined, then whoever's in contention would be here to speak to us.
Yeah. I mean, it's an important constituency, obviously.
Yes.
It's a constituency that tends to vote Democratic, but Republicans like John McCain wanted to come and make a statement and say, you know, look, you know, we're here seeking your support. So you would expect possibly Republicans, Democrats,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, come. And the organization is, you know, mm-hmm. to always qualify this as nonpartisan.
Right, exactly.
So it's
and you don't endorse.
No. So, which is one other thing that very high on the list is voter engagement. We're going to work harder to register more people, but really focus on the ones that are registered to get them out and vote, mm-hmm. and to try and put enough information out to bring back people who feel like it doesn't make a difference, you know. And so that's going to be one of our top priorities is voter empowerment, you know, voter registration, get out to vote, the usual description of it. But I know many people, I've been registering voters for 30 years or so, and many people, when you talk to them, they say, it makes no difference. I don't care. My vote don't count. And some said, well, I voted and it still didn't count. So we're going to work on we're not going to change everybody's mind, but we're going to work on trying to stimulate them to just vote. We don't care who you vote for, just vote.
Get registered, get out, and vote.
Yeah.
And take advantage, too, I suppose, of the early voting period that we have in Ohio.
Yeah.
I suppose it was very important that the situation with the Cincinnati chapter was resolved before the national came here. I mean, you know, that wouldn't have looked very, very good if it'd still been in that kind of turmoil. So
that's true.
Yeah.
It didn't look good anyway. We've been hoping it was gotten resolved long ago. The terms of office are 2 years.
Yeah.
So we already lost a year.
What's your, as a local chapter, what's the local chapter's role in hosting a convention?
Well, I've been getting that question. When the last convention took place, mm-hmm. I was a board member, but I wasn't participating in that. So I don't know all of what's asked, but I know they have something they call the Blue Ribbon Committee, which is made up of local individuals, and they have certain roles they take on. It's kind of prestigious, to be honest. And the local branch took care of that in the last election. But I've been hearing rumors that other people, the Convention Bureau wants to do it, and I don't know. I haven't talked to the national since the election, except briefly.
Mm.
So they'll tell me what our role is going to be, but we fully expect to be involved in that, because by the time the convention gets here, we'll be in gear.
Right. You'll be up and running.
Yep.
Before
then.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Richardson. I really appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson speaking with new NAACP Cincinnati chapter president Bob Richardson Sr. The national NAACP convention is going to be held in Cincinnati in July 2016. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our program are available at WVXU.org. Today's show was produced by Pete Reitmeier. Belinda Kai was the assistant producer. Kevin Rowinski was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU.